quarter and losses of 2 yards on each of them. Scott Thomas to the right. Wide receiver to the far side of the field, to the wide side of the field. Colton rolling to the right, trying to get some protection, being pressured. Passes incomplete, almost picked off by Hans Hafen. Intended for Claire Richens. Richens was at about the 40-yard line of Dixie. Hans Hafen was right behind him. Richens got a left paw on it, knocked it up in the air, and Hafen almost came up with it. Punting situation. Schiffel back to do the punting. Back deep to receive will be Dave Lewis on the near side, Kevin Olson on the far side. Lewis and Olson. Shallow is Hans Hafen. Punter, Schiffel, to do the punting. The kick is up, beautiful spiral. Fair catch called for by Dave Lewis inside his own 20 of the 18-yard line. Schiffel has been booming that punt today. He's punted 3 times for 47, 38, and this time 37 yards. The big thing is not so much the distance he's been getting, but he's been getting good height on it. Plenty of time for Snow College to get down under the punt and cover it. So it's first down and 10 for Dixie. They're still down by 7 points, 21 to 14, with 13:44 left in this football game. They have a first down and 10 inside their own 20 at the 18-yard line. Jack Christensen all the way at quarterback. Handoff gives it up the middle to Brent Williams. Williams picks it up across the 20, down at the 22-yard line. Brent Williams picks up 4 yards on the play. Second down and 6. Coming up for Dixie College, a short 6, almost 5. Brett Williams, the fullback, tailback, is Wilkinson, and now suddenly they go into that, with the running backs beside each other. Pitch back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson turning upfield around left end, has first down, still struggling forward, down at the 35, 36-yard line. Beautiful pitch to Wilkinson. He has the first down, and then some. First down and 10 for Dixie. At the 36-yard line. Christensen to Wilkinson, and Wilkinson. Chris Hardy has been thought to be the tailback, the starting tailback all year for Dixie College. He was injured early in the season, and Wilkinson stepped in to do an admirable job. In fact, so well that he's the number 3 rusher in ICAC action. Pitch back once again to Wilkinson. This time Wilkinson picks up 2 yards, and that's it. Run down by Stu Simmons along with number 76, Byron McDaniel. McDaniel and Simmons on the tackle. Pickup of about 3. Second down, 7, from just short of the 40-yard line at the 39. Dixie trying to move the football. Trying to pick up that tying score and hopefully a winning score before it's all over. Williams, one running back. Merlin Wilkinson, the other. Back to pass. Look in pass. As he's tied in, King Criswell. First down. Across midfield, down at the 46-yard line of Snow. Brought down by Freskus. Freskus tackles Criswell and ended up under Criswell. Hard way to do it, but he did it. First down for Dixie. As Ken Criswell has turned into quite a receiver for Dixie College from that tight end position. First down and 10 for Dixie. From the putting it down at the 47-yard line of Snow. Back into the I formation again. Wide receivers to the left, thought back to the left. Pitch back to Kevin Olson, inlet his tailback. Olson dragged down from behind, back at the line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard at the most. Brought down by Stu Simmons along with number 55, Dave Richmond. Richmond and Simmons in on the tackle. Maybe a half yard gain, maybe a yard. They're putting it down at the 46, so a yard gain. Second down. And 9 coming up for Kevin for Dixie. Kevin Olson, give him a yard. 21-14. 11:30 left in the final quarter of action. I formation. Wide receiver to the left. Shot back to the left. Christensen looking left. Passes over the middle and dead. Tapped up by a Snow College ball player. Intercepted by Chris Reed. Reed on the interception. Back across the 40, down at the 44. Brought down in there by 61, Bruce Bain. So the offensive center, Bruce Bain, picked off Chris Reed, who picked off the pass. It was tipped in the air by Dave Richmond over the head of John North. North was over the middle. Kent Criswell was over the middle. And Matt Nelson was over the middle. And so was a lot of snowball players. Dave Richmond tapped it over the head of North, picked off by Reed. Reed, pass interception. First down and 10 for Snow from their own 43-yard line. Snow College with the football. Croton rolling to the right, going to keep it, turn upfield, huddle one tackler, up to midfield, just short of midfield, down at the 49-yard line. Maybe the 48. They'll put it down at the 48. Brought down in there, Doug Bills on the tackle, along with Howard Horton. Horton and Bills on the tackle. Second down, about five, as Croton picked up five. So a big pass interception. First pass interception of the day by Chris Reed. Stops the Dixie drive. Quarterback Croton. Wide receiver to the right is Barraclough. Passing. Intended for Barraclough. Trapped. Incomplete. Getting the hand up there was Tracy Phillips. Darlington putting on a big rush. Phillips putting the hand up there. Falling way short of Barraclough. Phillips popped it. Tipped it. Tracy Phillips. The man has saved that one. Barraclough coming out. Scott Thomas coming in. Third down, 5 yards coming up for Snow College. 21-14. None of the fans leaving today. What a finish to a season for both of these teams. Scott Thomas coming to the left. He's split out there along with Richards. Colton rolling to the left. Now rolling back. Going to be tackled by Phillips. Loss on the play back at the 45-yard line. Loss of three. It'll be fourth down and eight. Colton started to roll to the left. Looked like he either wanted to pitch it back or to pass it. Couldn't find a receiver. Nobody back there to pitch it to. Turned to the right, and there was Tracy Phillips saying, howdy. Got him. 10-10 left in the football game. Loss of three. Back at the 45. Fourth down and eight. Hunting situation. Schissel in to do the punting. Back deep to receive. Lewis on the near side. Olsen on the far side. Shallow as Hafen. Schissel to do the punting. Almost had a block. There's a flag on the play. Picked up by Kevin Olsen at the 16-yard line, and Olsen is smothered. Randy Price came through there, slammed Schissel, and it looked like Price came close to that football, just missed touching it. If he had touched that football, he could have hit Schissel. Instead, he just missed that football on the punt, and so it's going to be a roughing the kicker call, and there's another flag down on the left side, down where Olsen was tackled, and it may be offsetting penalties. We'll have to wait and see. Olsen went down in a heap, and there may have been a piling on penalty against Snow. We'll have to wait and see. They're talking with Hans Hafen, along with the rest of the officials down there. Hafen down there, he wants to find out what the heck's coming off. 9:33 left in the football game, and now the officials earn their money. Personal foul against Dixie. Roughing the kicker. Roughing the kicker against Dixie. Personal foul against Snow. Offsetting penalty. Is it a dead ball foul or is it an offsetting penalty? We'll have to wait and see. Not much of a signal from the officials. Now they're over talking with Dave Arslanian and his assistant coaches, and Dan Shaw's over there too. He wants to know what's happening. Arslanian and his assistant talking with the officials. They're upset. They want to know what's happening. So evidently, they have to step them both off because the personal foul came after Olsen was downed. Here's the dead ball foul against Snow. A personal foul against Snow. So how do you march it off? First of all, you march it off 15 yards against Snow, which should give them the first down. Then you march off 15 yards against Snow, which puts them right back where they were, but they have a first down instead of fourth down, if I'm right. We'll have to wait and see. Offsetting penalties. Or are they saying it's offsetting penalties? If it's a dead ball foul against Snow, they both have to be marched off. If it isn't, it's an offsetting penalty. Evidently, it was a live ball personal foul. One of the Snow ball players tosses the yellow hanky at the official, say, here, keep that. This time, really keep it. Back to do the punting, there's Schissel. Back to receive again. Lewis on the near side, Olsen on the far side. Clock running, 9:20 left in the football game. The snap, no rush this time. Long spiral is going to bounce into the end zone. Touchback. Schissel didn't get his usual height on this one. This time he drove it deep into the end zone. No run back. First down and 10 for Dixie from their own 20-yard line. They're down by a touchdown, and a point after, they have to get that back and then some to win. They have to get that and the point after to tie. So there's a chance for a win on a touchdown and a two-point conversion. A chance for a tie on a touchdown and a one-point conversion. Snow College defense, they have to stop the Dixie offense. They have a start. Dixie is starting at their own 20-yard line. And they have 9 minutes, 7 seconds, plenty of time, but a lot of territory, 80 yards to pick up. Quarterback Jack Christensen handing it off. Up the middle goes Merlin Wilkinson, or is it Olsen? Merlin Wilkinson. Wilkinson, the ball carrier, picks up 3 yards on a play, maybe 4. That put it down at the 24, 4-yard gain. Merlin Wilkinson with a 4-yard gain. Second down, 6 yards coming up for Dixie College. Clock running, 8:45 left in the football game. Quarterback Jack Christensen. Running backs, Brent Williams, along with Merlin Wilkinson. Hand off to Williams, and Williams is met right at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage by Dave Pierce. Pierce in there along with number 72, Dale Sampson. And the running game has gone nowhere here in the second half for Dixie. Third down, a loss of about a half yard on the play. Put it just inside that 24-yard line, a loss of inches. As Brent Williams ran right into 3 tacklers as he got the handoff. Wide receiver to the right is Kurt Smith. Thought back to the right, Johnny North. Back to the I formation, Brent Williams and Merlin Wilkinson, running backs. Back to pass, Jack Christensen under pressure, finds a hole, steps up, passes. Has his man all alone, Johnny North, the thought back. Has the first down, struggles forward, across the 35, down at the 36. Caught down in there. Chris Reed, along with who else gets off of this sack, Dave Richmond. Richmond and Reed on the tackle. A pickup up to the 36-yard line. Johnny North is slow getting up, as it looks like he twisted an ankle. He'll go out. We'll have to see who the new slot back is. Dave Lewis coming in. Lewis coming in as the slot back, replacing Johnny North. The North has been a stalwart all year at that slot back position. Lewis to the right. Slot to the right. He split just slightly to the right, flanked out about a yard and a half. Split wide to the right, Kurt Smith. Rolling to the right, Jack Christensen looking for a pass receiver. Has Brent Williams coming out of that backfield, and Williams is going to pick up a yard, and that's it. As he couldn't get away from Robert Clements and Kenny McQueen and Myron Workman. They stopped him with about a yard gain. Give him a yard, second and 9. And that's generous to give him a yard. It was short of a yard. Coming out is Brent Williams. We presume that Mark Leavitt is back in. We haven't seen his number yet. Leavitt went out with a limping with a bad ankle earlier. Evidently, the ankle's okay. He's not limping now. He's the fullback. Mark Leavitt, the fullback. Tailback, Merlin Wilkinson. Flatback, Dave Lewis. Rolling to the left. Jack Christensen under pressure being chased. He's going to have an illegal pass, it looks like, but it's complete. Now the flag comes out. Late flag. As Christensen was a yard in front of the line of scrimmage. A completed pass to Kent Critchlow will be called back. Christensen rolling to the left, and he was a yard in front of the line of scrimmage. Everybody in the stadium knew he was, except Jack Christensen. So an illegal forward pass coming up against Jack Christensen. To try to get from the 20-yard line up to the 36-yard line, it's taken 2.5 minutes, 6:34 left in the football game. Illegal pass against Jack Christensen and the Dixie Rebels. You march it off 5 yards. Back to the 33. Illegal pass. Third down, loss of a down on the play also. So third down and 14 coming up for Dixie. Jack Christensen with the I formation once again. Back to pass, looking pass, as he's man, Kurt Smith, short of first down territory. It'll be fourth down and 3 coming up as he got up near the 45-yard line, just short at the 44. brought down there by Stu Simmons. Simmons on the tackle. Fourth down and three. Dixie, with 6 minutes left on that clock, may go for it. They have been successful sometimes today on the fourth down situation, unsuccessful other times. Here comes Kevin Olson, out goes Mervyn Wilkinson at the tailback position. Dave Lewis, still a slot back. Johnny North hasn't come back on the field. Wide receiver to the right, short side, Johnny North. I formation again. Mark Levitt, Kevin Olson. Levitt not the best blocker of the fullbacks. Pass, intercepted by Mario Workman. Workman across the 40, down at the 35. He's going to be tackled there by number 63, Lonnie Lucarini. Lucarini on the tackle. Pass interception again by Marvin Workman. A little bit of a fight down on the field. Let's see who it's between. They're pushing away number 68, and I don't have number 68 listed. Let's check the receipts to see. There's a fight on the field, and it broke up in a hurry. Let's check our other roster here. I still don't have a 68 listed. It might be Blake Burt. The pass interception was by Myron Workman. Workman on the pass interception. The tackle was made by number 63, Lonnie Lucarini. Snow with a big pass interception, so twice here. Drives have been broken up by pass interceptions. With 5:29 left in the football game, Snow has the football, this time in their own territory. Now the discussion is, will there be some unsportsmanlike conduct calls against either Snow or Dixie or both? They'll have to wait and see. Dixie College versus Snow College. 21-14, Snow. Dan Shaw wants to know what's happening. And it looks like it's going to be against our nameless number 68, Snow College. And it's a dead ball foul after Workman was brought down. So it'll be first and 25 for Snow College. That's like saying to the kids, tonight you get a turkey dinner with all of the fixings. But first you have to eat a gallon and a half of spinach. So they got the first down at their own 35-yard line, or I should say at the Dixie 35-yard line. But the dead ball foul breaks it back 15 yards. Back to midfield. First down at 25 for Snow from midfield. The dead ball foul, costly. Snow College has the football, though, and time is on their side. 5:29 left in the football game. Evidently, there's been a timeout by the officials on the field. Now they say start to run the clock, or as soon as the staff start to run the clock. As it's Snow College football, Burr Richard split wide to the left, Frank wide to the right, is Miraclaw. Narrow to the right, I guess you could say. The tight end, Steve Bullard, 3 yards to the right. Back to pass. Oh! Cannot find anybody. Now finally finds Gary Gustafson. Gustafson has the first down. He has 35, 40 yards on the play down at the 15. A correction, 35 yards down at the 15. Could not find any of his receivers. Suddenly there was Gary Gustafson all alone at the 35. 15 yards to Gustafson, and then Gustafson tracked on another 20 yards on top of that. First down for Snow. First down, and they're threatening. 34-yard gain, as they're going to put it short of the 15-yard line at the 16-yard line. 34-yard pass play on what looked like a broken play. Serendipity. Looking for something, finding something else. Looking for three receivers, finding a halfback all alone. Gary Croton, the quarterback, out of formation. Trying to hand it off to Baker, and Croton can't get it as he was tackled away from the handoff by Tracy Phillips. Croton went to hand it to Baker. Baker went to take it from him, and Croton wasn't there. As Phillips grabbed Croton away from Baker, Baker could never hand it off to, or could never get the handoff. Tracy Phillips, in there in a hurry. Four-yard loss. It's back to the 20-yard line. Second down and 14 for Snow College. Dixie's defense being called on once again as the Snow defense has stopped the Dixie offense time and time again. Dixie's offense having 13 stupendous minutes in that second quarter and then struggling. Trapped from behind, the pass is up, the drive is being picked off by Randy Price. Interception by Randy Price. Terry Croton, just as he let the ball go, Doug Darlington slammed him from behind, and Croton, just as it went off his fingertips, lofted it into the air. Randy Price picked off the interception. Pass interception, Randy Price. One snowball player is down on one knee. So the Dixie defense trying to come back, saying, here, guys, now try it. We keep saving you from further embarrassment. Now see if you can get the offense going. And Jack Christensen, just when he has his man pinpointed, from out of nowhere comes a Snow College defensive back to knock the football away. That's the way it's been. Fantastic plays by Snow College to stop a Dixie defense offense. Handoff goes to Mark Levitt. Levitt picks up 2-3 yards on the play. Mark Levitt on the pickup, picks up a couple of yards, just short of the 10-yard line. That'll put it down at about the 10-yard line. Give him about a 3-yard gain. Second down and seven. Second down and seven. Second down and seven for Dixie from their own 10-yard line. Trying to get the offense going. Jack Christensen looking for a pass receiver. Tripped up. Dale Sampson got in around the ankle and tackled him. Dale Sampson, along with David Pearson here. Pearson putting under pressure. Sampson got the shoelaces, and down went Christensen. Third down and 11. A loss of 4 on the play. Let's check the wide receiver, Matt Nelson, coming out. Kurt Smith coming in. Wide to the right. Third down and 11. Sought back. Split slightly to the right is Dave Lewis. I formation otherwise. Back to pass is Christensen. Has his pass receiver intended. Picked off by Sam Simmons. Simmons all the way for the touchdown. Simmons cut in front of the intended receiver. Kurt Smith got the pass interception, went all the way 21 yards. It looked like we'll have to check with the official scorer. 21 yards for the pass interception and the touchdown. So with 2:59 left in the football game, it looks like snow has iced it. It will make a miracle by Dixie. Get it back. As snow has scored another touchdown to make it 27-14. Brent Barraclough into the kicking. Simmons on the pass interception, 21 yards on the pass interception for the touchdown. And is he happy? And are the Snow Badgers happy? Snow, Coach Lee Bummel, you heard it halftime. Thought Snow College had the toughest defense of any school they've faced this year, including Ricks. Going for the two-point conversion on the back snap. Ball Fresk is up trying to pass it. He has his man. Number 88, he pulled up, but there's two flags on the play, so it may be nullified. You can't really tell. It looked, from the way Freskus came up immediately, like it was planned for the two-point conversion all along. But it was a bad snap from center. And no way was the kicker, Brent Barraclough, going to be able to put the toe to it. So I'm not sure whether it was intended all the way, or whether it was just a bad snap from center. The pass from Freskus to Steve Bullard was complete, but there were two flags on the play. One down near the end zone, and one up near the 5-yard line. And we'll have to wait and see what it is. Personal foul, it looks like, against Snow. We'll have to wait and see what it is, whether it's clipping or an illegal block. It must have been clipping. We don't see a signal, and we hear it's clipping from those who claim they saw a signal. Dave Arslanian was wondering what the penalty was. So we go for the conversion from the 24-yard line. Barraclough to try it again. Freskus to do the holding. Good snap. Barraclough up. It's going to be way out to the right and short. So with 2:59 left in the football game, it's Snow 27, Dixie 14.
Reed's Paints and Decorating at 202 North 1000.
And Snow College has suddenly taken a 13-point lead, 27-14. Dixie is going to have to pull the rabbit out of the hat now to come up with a victory. As for 13 minutes in the second quarter, It was a super offense by Dixie. Otherwise, the Snow defense has had it all its way. We're wondering if you have a final score on BYU and Utah yet. Or is it third quarter score? No. No. We had a 30-0 halftime lead. BYU and the University of Utah, BYU in the lead. And if I don't sound happy, I'm not. I'm the University of Utah grad, and so I have to sound unhappy. Long kick by Ryan Workman. Puts it Kevin Olsen at his own 1 yard line. Out to the 10 yard line, he's down. Flag on play. We might have a clipping call against Dixie, I don't know. As Olsen slipped, coming up limping is number 86, Brent Larson for Snow. As he was one of the tacklers and came up limping, he twisted an ankle, it looks like, as he went down. Clipping against Dixie. Down at the 13-yard line, march it off half the distance to the goal line. Put him back 6.5 yards. 6.5 yard loss on that penalty.
7 yard line.
First down and 10 for Dixie. From their own 6 yard line, 7 yard line, halfway in between, actually. First down and 10 for the Rebels. 2:58 left in the fourth and final quarter. Pitch back to Merlin Wilkinson. Wilkinson trying to turn up field is going to run into one tackler, break away. Now getting away from another tackler, breaking into the open field at the 30, the 35-yard line. Finally, Chris Reed saves it at the 40-yard line. Three times, Merlin Wilkinson broke tackles, finally finding himself all alone, broke upfield, and Chris Reed had to come from behind to get him at the 40-yard line. First down for Dixie. Chris Reed with the saving tackle. Dixie trying to pull the rabbit out of the hat, and they've got one ear so far with 2:45 left in the fourth and final quarter. It looks like it's going to be contact across the line of scrimmage. And the officials blow the ball dead. The clock continues to run as the officials stop for the offside call, and the clock continues to run. Hold everything. The officials notice now that the clock has run since about 2:34 down to 2:18. The clock continued to run after the officials blew the clock dead. There's about 14 or 15 seconds gone. The officials trying to figure out how much is gone. As before the snap, the officials stopped.
On that last play, the officials
stopped the play. The official timekeeper did not see the call, and they're calling up here now, I think. They're trying to find out how much time was run off. It looked like 14 or 15 seconds from where we were standing. The official, one official, may have been able to see it. What may happen now is they'll probably start play, and it'll be 14 seconds or so before they start the clock. We'll have to wait and see. Jack Christensen hands it off to Merlin Wilkinson. Wilkinson picks up 2 yards on a play. So it's first down and 5, and he picks up 2 across the 46, down at the 48-yard line. The clock is running now with 2:07 left in the football game. But Wilkinson was not able to get out of bounds. 2 minutes left, 1:59, the clock running, and Dixie having time run out. Merlin Wilkinson, the tailback, coming in, or going out, replaced by Kevin Olsen, who comes in. Johnny North back in as a slot back. Matt Nelson over the middle to Ken Critchwell. Critchwell has the first down. Up and a fumble on a play. Picked up by Snow at the 43-yard line. Complete a pass to Ken Critchwell. And the officials are saying, is it dead? No correction. It was not. It's dead at the 40-yard line. First down for Dixie. The fumble came after. They say Critchwell had gone down. The ball had been ruled dead before the fumble. So Snow does not have the fumble. Clock running, 1:27, 13 points down. Dixie with a near impossible to try to do. Swing pass to Kevin Olsen. Picked off one-handed by Olsen. First down by Olsen, down at the 20-yard line. Run out of bounds, or is he out of bounds? He's out of bounds at the 20-yard line. It was close, first down, inside the 20. About the 19 or the 20, we'll have to check. Another first down by Dixie. 114 left in the football game. 13 points down. Unlucky 13. That pass interception, the difference right now, if Dixie should score, the near impossible. Where's Don Quixote? Now he needs the impossible dream. Out to the left, Matt Nelson, split to the left, John North in the slot back position. Pitches back to Kevin Olsen. Olsen trying to get out of bounds. He does. Picked up 5 yards in the process. Snow College also looking for Don Quixote because Dixie's moving the football and they want to stop him on defense. The Snow defense has been able to stop Dixie time and time again here in the second half. Dixie going scoreless in the second half. 27-14. Two touchdowns, a one-point conversion off of the first touchdown by Snow here in the second half, and that's the difference. Jack Christensen, the quarterback, second down and four. Taking the handoff, back to pass, throwing across the field, has Johnny North. North stood up and is going to be brought down inside his own 5-yard line. Timeout. By Dixie. So with 58 seconds left, timeout Dixie. Snow leading 27-14. First and goal to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stewart Electric at 27 North, 800 East in St. George's. Orders for the electrical do-it-yourselfer. Yes, Stewart Electric is the place to go for the full line of electrical tool and motor repairs, but they're also the place to go for the parts if you want to do it yourself. You'll find a full line of elements for ranges and ovens as well as for the water heater. If you have the inclination to do it yourself, see Stewart Electric at 27 North, 800 East in St. George for the needed tool and parts. That's at Stewart's Electric.
From the Snow 4-yard line. Dixie threatening. Enough time, but barely enough time to get a touchdown and get another score. But you got to count on the onside kick. Jack Christensen rolling to the right, passing to the right, incomplete. Intended out there for Matt Nelson. Overthrown as Christensen had pressure put on him by number 76, Byron McDaniel. By number 73, Gary Riches. Plenty of pressure, and Christensen threw it under pressure, just overthrew Matt Nelson. That stopped the clock with 54 seconds left. Clock stops. Second down and goal to go. In comes Merlin Wilkinson, a tailback. Out goes Kevin Olsen. Dixie trying to get another touchdown. Then hopefully picking up the onside kick for the Dixie Rebels. So, if they get the touchdown, they want to stop that onside kick. Rolling to the right, Christensen passing. Has his man. Touchdown! Matt Nelson. Matt Nelson, number 83, the wide receiver, with a touchdown. I don't see any flags with 49 seconds left. 49 seconds left in his football game. 49 seconds left, and it's a touchdown for Dixie. 27-20. Christensen to Matt Nelson for the touchdown, 4 yards. And now to do the point after is Doug Bills. Will they go for the two-point conversion? They need the one desperately. Bills to do the kicking. It's partially deflected, but is it good? It's good. With 49 seconds left, it's Snow 27, Dixie 20, back in 30. Wow.
The 1976 Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMCs are here at 391 West St. George Boulevard. Go in and see them first chance you get. But don't pass up the good selection of 75s on hand at Peterson Buick Pontiac GMC at sale prices. 1976 models are beautiful, but so are the remaining 75s, and they are priced to move. Choose your Buick, Pontiac, or GMC at Peterson Buick.
Just talking to our man, Robert Tuttle, back at the station. I'll use it. I said it was a barn burner, and they've got the bun, and they've got the kindling, and they're ready to burn it. It's 27-21. I neglected to tack on that point after. 27-21. Touchdown with tie. Point after would win for Dixie. Here comes Ted Lewis. Plenty of snowball players up along 10 yards behind that, or in front of that football. Obviously, onside kick. Kicked by Hans Hafen. Picked up by Snow. And that might do it. Clock running with 45 seconds left. Picked up by number 65, Dave Pierce. Pierce picking it up. Just across midfield. Just inches across midfield. It's Snow. First down and 10. 43 seconds left on the clock. 27 to 21. The pass interceptions, three of them, four of them, by Snow College here in the fourth quarter. The fourth one, that's the costly one. The 21-yard pass interception return by Stu Simmons. He happened to return it 21 yards into the end zone for the touchdown. 27 to 21. Snow trying to hang on to the football. We have a new quarterback in there. I have to pick up his number. Hanging on to it is quarterback Kevin Sweat from Wasatch High School. We may have a fumble. Timeout, though. Timeout called by Dixie. It's Randy Price. Got on Sweat. With 37 seconds left, we'll break for 30 seconds. It's 27 Snow, 21 Dixie.
Gail Larson's Frost Top is the ideal place to take the whole family out to eat, especially if their tastes all run in different veins. No need to settle for the specialty of the house at the Frost Top. There's something for everyone, from a Coke, cup of coffee, to a well-balanced meal. Service is prompt and courteous, and the food is absolutely great at Gail Larson's Frost Top. They're located at 858 East on St. George Boulevard.
37 seconds left, 27-21. Snow with a 6-point lead. Timeout by Dixie. So stopping the clock at 37 seconds. New quarterback is Kevin Sweat, the number two man behind Gary Croton. Sweat, a 5'9", 160-pounder from Wasatch High. Sweat will just try to run some time off the clock. He falls on the football once again. Loss of maybe a half yard on the play. It's third down and 9.5 coming up. Clock running with 30 seconds. And like the pit in the pendulum, watching the swing above your midsection as you're strapped down, Dixie watching the time tick off the clock. 22 seconds left. We'll keep it here. As time is called once again by Dixie, 22 seconds left. We'll keep it. 27 to 21. The Dixie Rebels suffering on the short end of the revenge's sweet. Snow on the happy end. So far, as Snow nearly pulled it off down at Dixie. Dixie trying to come back right now. 22 seconds left. It's 27 to 21. Snow leading Dixie. 24 to 21, Wyoming leading New Mexico at the end of the third quarter. We have that score so far. And the third quarter, Utah's finally gotten on the board. 44-14. Pile up at the line of scrimmage. Once again, a Sweat just trying to hang on to the football. It'll be fourth down at 10 yards. Clock ticking away. 8 seconds, 7, 6. And that's the way it's going to end. 1 second. That's it. Snow College getting sweet, sweet revenge. 27 to 21 here at their own field, Badger Stadium in Ephraim, Utah. We'll be back with a post-game show in just about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. So stay tuned. We hope to have Coach Lee Bummel as our guest. Once again, final score, Snow 27, Dixie 21.
We would like you to know that 50 years ago, Napa came to stay. From our very first day, all along the way, quality parts of mint Napa.
Remember, for 50 years, the best has always meant NAPA.
Quality parts of mint Napa.
Your NAPA dealer in St. George is Dixie Auto Parts.
Bowling is a family fun sport, and it's a good way to make friends with other families. Remember, people who like people like bowling. Do it at Dixie Bowl and Recreation Center, 146 West City Center. That's right next door to Reber Investment Corporation, who has been serving the St. George area since 1939 as their independent insurance agent for fire, auto, casualty, bonds, and life insurance. For any insurance need, call Reber Investment Corporation, 148 East City Center. Look for them in the Yellow Pages.
You've just heard Dixie College Football on KDXU, brought to you as a public service by the following sponsors: Mons Texaco, Wasatch Cabinets, Reed's Paints, Peterson Buick, Frost Top, Dixie Auto Parts, Reber Investment, and Stewart Electric. Join us again for Dixie College Sports on KDXU. Pickett's in downtown St. George now presents the post-game show. A look at both teams in retrospect from the game just completed. Remember, whenever you're in the market for sporting supplies, hardware, lumber supplies, or home decorator items, visit Pickett's. Now back to your sportscaster for the post-game show.
Back here at Badger Stadium in Ephraim, Utah. And the Snow College Badgers down there huddling with Coach Dave Arslanian underneath the goalpost to the left, the northern goalpost. And big smiles wherever you look down there. The Dixie College Rebels, tough, tough defeat. They have the long drive back to St. George, just like Snow had the long drive back up here to Ephraim following that last game between the two. What a couple of football games these two teams have played this year. Coach Lee Bunnell said the defense, Snow College, may be the best that they've faced all year. Well, Dixie was able to move the football fairly well against them, surprisingly so, especially in that second quarter when they picked up two quick touchdowns. But still, it was Snow College, 27-21. We'll be back with some halftime with some final statistics, and hopefully Coach Bunnell will be coming up for the post-game interview. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Very few places can match the versatility offered by Pickett's, especially is this true of their sports department. For sporting equipment, uniforms, hunting equipment, Pickett's is way out in front. You need a tennis racket restrung, huh? Well, Pickett's can do that too. Whenever you think of anything connected with sports, you should think of Pickett's, the complete sporting goods store. Pickett's at 67 East on St. George Boulevard, the big store with the big selection.
Back here at Snow College, and we're trying to get some final totals. Let's go over the scoring once again. First in the first quarter, with 5:33 left in the first quarter of action, Gary Croton hit Scott Thomas on a 21-yard scoring pass for the first touchdown. And Brent Bearclaw kicking the point after to make it 7-0, and that's the way the first quarter ended. Snow 7, Dixie nothing. In the second quarter of action, Gary Croton came up with a 1-yard to Steve Bullard, the tight end. Bullard was the man who caught the touchdown against Dixie down at the Dixie Sun Bowl. That was for the touchdown to make it 14-0 following Barraclough's point after. And then, immediately on the ensuing kickoff, Dave Lewis took the kick on his own 5-yard line, broke away from two potential tacklers. They didn't lay a hand on him. They were just headed towards him. He broke right up the middle of the field, and then the foot race was on. He went 95 yards for the touchdown to get it to 14-7 after the point after by Doug Bills. And then Dixie put on one more drive, one more scoring drive in that second quarter of action as they had the football deep in their own territory, went all the way down to Snow territory, had it first and goal from the Snow 3-yard line. A pass intended for Johnny North. Pass interception call, or interference call, gave him first down and goal to go from the 1-yard line, from where Kevin Olson had three cracks at it, and the third time was the charm. Kevin Olson took it over from 1 yard out for the touchdown to make it 14-13. The point after by Bills once again, 14-14, and that's how our halftime ended. To begin the third quarter of action, what else could you say? The kick came to Dixie, fumbled by Dave Lewis, the same man who was the hero to get Dixie started on their comeback try. Lewis drops the football at his own 20-yard line, picked up by Snow College. They immediately move in for the touchdown. 13 seconds gone in the second half of action, and Snow has broken the tie, making it 21-0. As Jerry Gustafson went over from 1 yard out. Brent Bearclaw once again with the point after, 21-14. That's how the third quarter ended. Then finally, in the fourth quarter, with 2:59 left, Dixie with still a chance, deep in their own territory. Jack Christensen passing, 2:59 left on the clock by the time Stu Simmons has finished the deed. He does the deed to Jack Christensen's pass, picking it out of the air on the 21-yard line, going in from the 21 for the touchdown to make it 27-14. The point after a series of mix-ups, no good, and that's the way it stood until Jack Christensen, putting on the near miracle drive coming back, hit Matt Nelson with a four-yard pass with 49 seconds left in the football game. That four-yard pass bringing Dixie back up to 27-20. The point after by Doug Bills making it 27-21, and that was our final score. Some big things happened. The pass interception by Randy Price, give him credit for that in the fourth quarter. We did not have a pass interception throughout the first three quarters. Instead, we had fumbles. Snow fumbled three times, lost the fumble three times. Dixie lost the fumble three times. But in that fourth quarter, suddenly the fumbles disappeared and the pass interceptions came up. Four pass interceptions by Dixie, or by Snow. First one by Chris Reed, stalling a drive. Second one by Myron Workman, stalling a drive. Another one, and then Stu Simmons with his scoring pass interception. And even a pass interception by Dixie with Randy Price. Some final yardage totals for Snow. Rushing, they had picked up 115 yards. Passing 232 yards, so Gary Croton was just fantastic today, having a super game against Dixie College. First down, Snow had 15 first downs, plus one by penalty for 16 total. Dixie had 14 first downs, plus three by penalty for 17 total. Rushing yardage for Dixie, it looks like 114 yards for Dixie, by way of the ground. By the air, 206 yards. So the yardage, surprisingly close between Dixie and Snow, but the score also close, but not close enough for Dixie College coach Lee Bunnell. We'd hope to get Coach Bunnell up here. Evidently, he's down with his boys right now, probably trying to find out how seriously injured John Pickard is. Pickard had to be carried from the field in the second quarter of action, carried on a stretcher. Some were worried that it might be a head or a neck injury. We haven't heard about the condition of Pickard so far, but we should hopefully know fairly soon, and we'll try to let you know as soon as we know. We'll be back with some final comments in just 30 seconds. Once again, final score, Snow 27, Dixie 21.
Some of the best buys these days are being made at Pickett's New Carpet and Appliance Center. Come in and take a peek at their Maytag appliances. You'll find some exceptional buys, or perhaps you need carpet. You just can't beat the quality or the prices of Pickett's Mohawks Summerfield Carpet in 15 decorator colors. You owe it to yourself to compare values offered at Pickett's. We suggest you make your first stop at Pickett's, where quality and values go hand in hand.
Back here at Snow College, where Snow College Badgers have gotten sweet revenge, and indeed it has been. If you remember, the first game between Snow and Dixie down at the Dixie Sun Bowl ended up 7-6. As Dixie was able to score with less than 5 minutes left in the game, a point after by Doug Bills. Then the final drive by Snow on a punting situation, Schissel went back to punt. And then there was the roughing the kicker call, and Snow took advantage of it, came right on down from there to score just as time ran out, as the pass was connected to Steve Bullard. And then the pass, or the attempt at the point after, was no good as they went for the two-point conversion. Either win or lose, Dave Arslanian going for the two-point conversion, and Hans Hafen knocking the ball away from Claire Richens to save the victory for Dixie. Well, Snow coming right back up here, and again, it was defense that cost Dixie the win, as the Snow defense was just super today, being able to stop Dixie when they had to, being able to pick up that pass interception touchdown by Stu Simmons, and that did it, as the Snow defense actually played the part that Lee Bunnell had said. He thought it would be a lower scoring ball game, but he was right. It was close, and the defense of Snow played a big part in it. Well, that's just about it. Larry Jewell thanking you for being with us. So this ends the football season for Dixie College. We'll be having Dixie High School basketball and Dixie College basketball into the winter season, so stay tuned to KDXU for that. We appreciate all of our sponsors who have been with us through Dixie College football this year. Final score, once again, Snow 27, Dixie 21. Till we hear from each other again. Take care now, you hear?
Pickett's has just... presented the post-game show, a statistical look at both teams in a game